The Invictus Games have wrapped up with a moving closing ceremony in Sydney over the weekend. There's been widespread praise for the event, which was founded by Prince Harry. The Games are acclaimed as a way to unite veterans and their families. They also promise to deliver a broad range of health and psychological benefits. Catherine Gregory prepared this report.
After a week of sporting events, the Invictus Games held a moving closing ceremony.
You have been incredibly well supported by the public over the last week. Please take that as strong evidence that your community supports you, acknowledges your service.
New South Wales Governor David Hurley summed up how many feel about the event. Australian military veteran John Bale is a big supporter of the Games. The CEO of support group Soldier On now wants the good intentions to turn into action.
The Invictus Games are funded heavily by the Australian Government, and making sure that the government follows through with other programs that we're proposing for employment and education. So it's about making sure that the conversations that are started during Invictus are absolutely followed through to set ourselves up for the next generation of veterans.
Part of that, he says, is more support for veteran employment programs and resourcing to the veteran charity sector. John Bale points out research has been done into how the Invictus Games do help participating veterans. One of those is the Invictus Pathway program run by the University of South Australia, which tracks veterans' physical and mental fitness as they train and also after the event. Dr. Katia Ferrer, who leads the project, says she's not aware of any research looking into the Games' impact on the veteran or wider communities.
We probably have to look to perhaps sort of the social marketing evidence that we have from the Toronto Games. Research did show that the Canadians, there was a fundamental shift in their sort of view and support of servicemen and women and veterans, and also even a willingness to support veterans in the community more.
The Games will cost about $30 million, and the federal government invested around $8 million of that. There's also money from the states. So what sort of return does this generate for Australian veterans going forward? Invictus Games CEO Patrick Kidd says it's hard to show a dollar value.
All of a sudden you're now seeing organisations talk to each other that traditionally haven't talked to each other. And it's that collaboration that really will be one of the lasting legacies that come from the Games. But I do think that, you know, there's a challenge here when we complete the Games, they themselves continue to maintain the momentum.
Veterans Affairs Minister Darren Chester agrees the Games need a strong legacy. He points to a recently announced initiative, Veterans Sport Australia, which connects sporting organisations and veterans to continue this momentum in adaptive sports.
So in terms of actual outcomes from the Games, I think that's important.
Has there been any sort of monetary commitment from the money that might have been made from the Games?
The Invictus organisation, the money that they use to put on the Games is then invested in having future Games. But in terms of the money we provide here in Australia for our veterans, the $11.2 billion, it's about making sure that those veterans who need help can get help when they need it. We've got to get better, I think, at making sure the services are delivered in a very timely way.
The Federal Veterans Affairs Minister Darren Chester ending that report by Catherine Gregory.